Welcome to the Latin Wealth Podcast, a podcast dedicated to educating the Latino community about entrepreneurship, investing, and business.
Yo, what's going on, Latin Wealth family? Welcome to another episode to Wealth Wednesday. Super excited about today's episode. And I know I say that just about every episode, but today is going to be extra special because we got a guest on the show. Actually, a familiar face. He's been on this platform a couple different times. And every time he comes on the platform, it's great energy, it's love, and it's also a very great perspective, right? So we're going to jump into it today. Before we do, we also got Jeremiah on the call as always. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, man. I'm trying to hear how Dean's doing. Nobody want to hear how I'm doing, man. You want to hear what's up with
Yeah,
Dean?
Yeah. Well,
I'm doing great, man.
Love it. Well, Jeremiah just gave it away. We got Dean back on the podcast, a Puerto Rican content creator who's killing it on social media right now. He has over 1 million total followers. Correct me if I'm wrong, across social media. Makes very entertaining content and informative content as well about Puerto Rican culture, right? Definitely somebody that's needed in our community, and he's educating a lot of people with his content. And welcome, Dean. Dean, brother, how you doing?
What up, bro? Long time no see, man. I'm just trying to grow my beard like yours. That's all. Nothing too crazy. You know what I'm saying? We'll get to that link.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to get there. Absolutely.
I've been moisturizing, so it's all good.
That's what you gotta do, man. Moisturize it, brush it a little bit. You know?
Yeah. Hell yeah. We're gonna get there. Yeah, but thank you so much for bringing me back on. I feel so good to be here, man. I love the energy that you bring. We always talk about very elegant topics, very intriguing topics. So I'm ready to dive into what we got going on today, big dog.
I love it. So yeah, if you guys want to know more about Dean, we're gonna link the episode that we had him on, and he was able to share his story down below. We're not going to go in that direction today. We're actually going to be going in a different direction. We're going to be talking about a couple different things that we all agree that needs to be spoken about in the Puerto Rican community. Some very important topics, some topics that a lot of people don't like to hit on. They kind of, duck and dive when these topics come up, but we want to run to the smoke, and we want to give you guys, most importantly, that perspective, right? That's going to be our goal for this episode, is to give you guys perspective, right? We're not necessarily trying to sway you guys one or the other way, or maybe we are, Dean. But we say all that to say, we want to give you guys information. We want to give you guys perspective. And we want you guys, as always, to do your own due diligence and do your own research on the topics that we're hitting on. I think that's the most important thing that I want to get across on this episode. We'll dive right into it, man. So, Dean, you currently are living in Puerto Rico, and again, you have a very interesting perspective, from moving from New York back to the island, which, people, you can let us know how often you see it, but there's a huge population of people leaving the island, right? So, definitely want to hit on that. One of the things that I love to get into right off the top is, Puerto Rico has an act on the island, and it's Act 22, and they really enforce this to attract wealthy foreigners and mainlanders to Puerto Rico by offering generous tax-related benefits for the people that don't know what Act 22 is. So, they offer different benefits, and wealthy people are pretty much coming in and they're doing different things like buying up real estate, buying up property of people, living in these properties, and, they're having other plans with the property, raising the rent, forcing the people that are living there to move out and so forth and so forth. Even Acts 20, exempt businesses have the benefits of a mere 4% corporate tax. In addition, there's no tax on dividends and no capital gains tax. So I'm saying all this to say it's very enticing for people from America to move to Puerto Rico. In your perspective, Dean, how have these tax treatments for Americans affected Puerto Rico in a way, in the way of life and in, honestly, culture, right?
I would say the honestly, I was really thinking about this yesterday. I feel in the beginning that they were just doing it to benefit their pocket, like not thinking about how they're exploiting the communities, how they're displacing a lot of locals and stuff. And I still feel that's happening in a good part, but not as talked about as much today. I also feel that there are some now, not all, but I'm gonna say there are some now that have become conscious of the damage that has been done and only have a good conscience in the sense of wanting to give back to the community. And maybe they're just doing it for PR, like in a sense of public relations. They just want to look good. Or maybe they're actually doing it with the kindness, the genuine sincerity of their heart. And a lot have Puerto Ricans, me personally, I'm on my own speculations, but I've seen a lot of Puerto Ricans that have been more welcoming to the Logan and Jake Paul brothers overall. They've
You know, we had to
find
touch
out
on that.
what I was I'm gonna keep it a buck, man. I still feel how I feel about it, but I've seen a lot of other Puerto Ricans, a lot of community pages, they're starting to claim these brothers as the Los Gallo del Dorado, like just like the fight. I'm just like, really, we're going that route now? Wow, like interesting. And pages that I respect from afar, I never really work with, but I'm just like, are we just doing this to be a jokester or are we being serious? I feel like in the years that they've still been living here, no matter what, a lot more have becoming welcoming towards it. I'm still like, I don't know how I feel about it, but I've seen a lot more, I'm not gonna say no names, but I've seen a lot more welcoming towards it. And I just feel like, wow, this is a change. This is not the change I expected, but I'm just seeing how this goes for now, you know?
Interesting. So you're saying that on the flip side, there are some wealthy people that are moving there and they've seen the damage that they've done. And you're saying that some of them have like been a little bit more conscious and given back to the community.
Right. I've seen a lot more conscious. They whether they want to, give jobs to the community, whether there's some to nonprofit organizations, local nonprofit organizations. I've seen others that have ch decided to, like I feel bad if this is the case. What can I do to uplift the Puerto Rican community? So there's that there. On the other side of the sword, there are still people that are just like, hey, I'm here. Like I'll live here the minimum I can. I hate it here. I don't like it here. I'm just gonna get my tax benefit and still leave to move to the States and stuff like that. It still happens. It's become a really a double-edged sword through time, if from what I've seen.
It's kind of funny. It has me thinking about the what's the reporter's name who moved down there originally, I think, to be with his boyfriend, right? And then those days, and so they were there and they were good, and it kind of just it morphed into, I think, during the pandemic and when stuff was happening. Saw President Trump come out there and do the foolishness and all that stuff, right? So then it morphed into like, the bad bunnies in the street, Calle 13, all the, right. And then this reporter, I forget his name, but he like started actually, I think he started to do what you're saying, Dean. It was like, there's some jacked up stuff going on out here, this government, and a lot of it is American influence. You know who I'm talking about? Because he started like reporting on it. Yeah. Say his name again. David.
David
Yes,
Bignall.
yes, yes. Yes. Now he actually took up, I think, an honorable clause. That's a great example of someone that came, and maybe in the beginning it was just, it's a great place, it's a tax benefit, right? But then it morphed into, something that was authentic. And I could just tell that his is authentic. Like I've seen it. He continues to keep reporting now when everybody seemingly has left. They're not talking about it anymore. They're on to something else. He's still to this day, like, hey, this is what's going on. That stuff that you gave back when Maria came. This is, and he's still following up on it. And so I've seen cases like that. So I do agree. But the whole the Paul brothers, I can't get with that. It's just me being a native. I can't get with that. I'm sorry. I can't get
Right,
with
like it's like I just are they using their privilege, and that's a whole other topic. Are they just using their privilege to
That's
get
a whole,
away with
yeah,
things?
that's a, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So
I'm with
I'm
you, bro.
curious from for you guys is for both of you guys' perspectives, a question for both of you guys. There's some politicians out there that are looking to get rid of Act 20 and Act 22. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
This
I'll
is
say,
you go ahead,
go
Jeremiah.
ahead. Oh, I was gonna say, for me, Has the damage already been done? Yeah, I mean, it kind of is what it is. Are we going to try to reverse it in a sense? So if we take it away, what are we doing in turn of it? Like, instead of, because what you also have to think about is it not just the negative effects of them coming and, doing what they're doing, whatever that is, right? Which is the jobs, or they just don't care and they're just staying 6 months and leaving. You also got to think about, they do bring money sometimes. So what are we going to inject? That's what's going to replace whatever they're doing. Like, we need to have programs, NPR, right? That we're going to inject that money into social aspects and the things that they would be doing, right? Or that money or those investments would be coming from. We need to have that in place. So if we're going to repeal it, we don't just fall off the cliff, basically. That's what I
That's
think.
interesting. Yeah, that's
Cut it
interesting.
off ASAP, and then it's like, where do we go from here type
Yeah, then
stuff.
what? Right, then what?
Well, I've heard of some recent organizations, I won't say names, that they've started to create incentives for Puerto Ricans that left to come back.
I
I've
agree
seen a
with
lot of that happening more often. I've seen several organizations. I'm not gonna say I'm in full support because there are some Puerto Ricans that just don't want to come back at all. That just don't, and I acknowledge and I respect it. I've seen the comments on my videos. So I'm just like, all right, well, then that's on you, bro. Like, I can't, I, if you don't want to, that's not on you, you know? But I will say that I will be in favor of these organizations if they're doing it by the book and still making sure that there's enough for everybody to eat at the table type stuff, you know? Whether you're just moving back or you've been here, everybody has a job, everybody has a place to live with incentives that are pr enough to provide for the community. I feel that with, you know, however these taxes go 2022, if they were taken away, there are always going to be alternatives up, you know, to a way to combat it, the way to make sure that we're still making enough revenue, enough business on the island to thrive. And that can lead into my favorite word, the I word, but that is like later.
I told you. I
So
told you. I
I'll
like
turn
it. I
ours
like it. I'm
always
here for
else.
it.
Okay,
Let's
okay.
speak it. Dean,
I love
speak
it.
that.
I love it.
Let's
So
speak it.
Well, look, I want to ask one question before we jump into
Okay.
that. One
Let
question.
him speak
So
it.
you mentioned incentives for Puerto Ricans to come back to the island. I'm just curious, did they say what type of incentives or what does that even look like?
There are several incentives. There's been politicians and nonprofit organizations that have been trying to think of ways on how we can bring the diaspora back in terms of residential housing for people who don't have a place to live yet, but still they'll get provided a house, a place to live and jobs with the house. That way they can save up or save up enough money where they can find their own spots in the time meaning, where we're generating good ideas and good alternatives on how we can make you come back home and make you feel safe with your family, whether you have a wife, kids, whatever. There's alternative ways on how we can combat that and how we can better the health system and the education system. That way, the entire community can thrive off of that, you know?
Interesting. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
I was going to say, I feel like if they just raise the salaries that they pay, because the reason why the majority of us leave, right? Even if it's maybe we left because crime was super crazy. I know in my area, it was mad. I think Puerto Rico was the murder capital during my time, right? That's what was happening. Now, fast forward to now, if you bring back, I was in it, right? So, former life, I was chemical engineer. If you bring back people like myself, you bring back actors, musicians, whatever, right? People, doctors, right? If they come back, pay a fair salary. They're going to say, well, we can't do that. But see, if we say that we can't do that, then we get into all of the money that goes to, the governor's mansion. All right, well,
Right, and like
let's not touch on it. But
exactly.
I'm just
But
saying there's money
no, but
there.
I get what like, whose money, whose pockets are we filling when we pay our taxes, when we
Right.
work and get a percentage taken out of our checks? Like who are we funding really at the end of the day, you know? So that's something that a lot of people that are relocating, whether they're non-Ricans or Ricans, are being conscious of what type of business are we supporting along the way of moving back to Puerto Rico.
Interesting, very interesting stuff. We can transition a little bit and we can, talk about your favorite word, the
Let him
I
talk.
word. We
Let him
now
talk.
I'm gonna let him loose right now. I'm gonna let Dean loose
Chris,
right now.
Chris asked, you know what's funny? Chris asked me this question the other day. Like we were recording, and he's like, "Hey, bro, off the record, what do you really?" And I'm like, "Bro, really? I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna side with Dean. That's really what. If it was a way that we could, that's really how I feel. I mean,
Right.
get into it, man. We're gonna let him loose. Let him loose.
Yeah. So, okay. So, I want to set it up real quick. So,
Okay.
what we're referring to is the status of Puerto Rico, right? There's statehood, there's independence, there's what is it? The Free Association?
So there's a Commonwealth,
Free
which
State
is what we are
Association.
now.
Yes. Okay.
There's
And it's
four.
like, yes. And it's Puerto Rico for a long time has been in this like weird paradox of enjoying citizenship, but lacking like political representation and just like help overall from the United States. You see things like Hurricane Maria, you see COVID and all types of things, and you clearly hear it from the community that people are like, "Yo, we're not getting the support. It's taking too long, and we're not getting the sufficient, response and again support from, the federal government." So I say all that to say, what are your thoughts on, Puerto Rico being independent?
I'll start off with a story and
Go
it'll
ahead.
tie in.
Take your time, bro.
So after Hurricane Maria, there was who is now the controversial icon, I guess Akon, with his lighting project to light up many countries in Africa. And he's done so successfully. He's lit up countries that have never seen the light, like have never seen light at all, and he's had solar powered, energy efficient, something that benefits African countries. That being said, he knew and was very conscious of what was happened after Hurricane Maria. And he saw Puerto Rico had no light. So him and his organization proposed to bring the light project to Puerto Rico. The United States government flat out no. For whatever reason, he couldn't legally, for whatever reason, he couldn't go to Puerto Rico first to do that. He had to go to the United States first to do that. Now we fast forward to today, we have this organization called LUMA, who just keeps raising the prices on the electric bills, has had constant blackouts, and they were the ones that were approved by the United States, not the Puerto Rican government. Now the Puerto Rican government, who are pro-USA, signed into law to approve LUMA to stay for another 15 years, unfortunately. But that being said, had we had a different situation where in the quote-unquote if that presentation was brought to us, we would have had the choice to have our own efficient light system. We had our own official solar panel energy enough to power the island and Puerto Rico to be back on. Instead of waiting a year, 2 years, a couple months for the light system to come back on, we would have had it in like a month, thanks to Akon. But since it didn't go that route, since we are under the status that we are now with USA, I believe that if we were the big I word, that it would have been a whole different ballgame, that we would have been on top tier of the Caribbean with an efficient lighting system, thanks to Akon. But it didn't happen that way because of the status that we're into. So that is why I feel if we're talking about independence for PR, we're talking about not just free of US, and we're talking about how we can thrive on our own and make our own choice and open our ports for the world to see, to import and export. Case closed. No, I'm kidding, but we can keep going.
which I feel like that is the case. Mic drop, man. Which I feel
Mic
like
drop, yeah.
that's what we need, because the influx of import export, right? So the amount of money that you would get coming in, and we did a so we did a session on this, right? We did an episode on Panama and how it's grew. And you look at Panama City, that's what, so the progression and the stuff that Panama had because of the canal, that's what Puerto Rico would be if it was allowed to be free. right? So you see the opposite. You see the controlled, right? So this is the bird, and this is there's a bird that they say, right? Cuba's here and Puerto Rico's here. That's why our flags are, right? And so this side was us, and this is the controlled wing. And you say that's the favored wing, right? And then this is the oppressed wing. This is the wing that's wrapped up in, right? And so what you see is the way that it goes, depending upon how you, right? Remember, Cuba said no to America and said, hey, nah, we like Russia instead. And so this is what happens, right? Puerto Rico wasn't given the chance, but we were the protected wing, right? The protector, the Commonwealth. We were still under, right? And then it goes, and but you're not really flying high, and you're like still kind of controlled. The reason why they didn't approve that thing, and I that's the perfect example. If that was any example to bring up for independence, that was the one. And the reason they didn't approve that is because, number one, the control or the extortion of the African nations, right? And Akon is completely against that. So he's empowering the people that we take diamonds, gold, oil, all that stuff from. So you're not going to give money to someone that's empowering people that you want to further. This is a whole deep thing, right? And you don't want Puerto Rico making their own decisions, because if that's the case, when it comes time to us to vote, we're getting rid of the Jones Act. We're not going to keep losing. We're not going to keep having to take stuff from Santo Domingo and go to Miami and then come down to San Juan to get bananas, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever, right? Like, it's just craziness.
Right. No, we're being prevented. I feel like it's just we're being prevented from reaching our true potential a lot of the time.
Exactly.
You
Exactly.
know?
So with
I
that
agree.
being said, why is there such little support for independence? I think the percentage, I don't know the exact percentage, but I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's less than 10%, maybe less than 5% of people think that this is the way it should be.
Those percentages, I know what you're talking about. Those, a lot of Puerto Ricans back, let's go back 70 years ago. 70 years ago, about 80% wanted independence first. You can look at the percentages back then, you see majority was in favor of independence. After we just got free of Spain, we're like, all right, we don't need nobody else. Let's do it on our own now. Now that USA was there, it was a lot of violent suppression, like a lot of voices silent violently. And that is what caused a lot of Puerto Ricans to be in fear of what independence would look like. Because they've gotten bombed, they've gotten radiation, they've gotten tested on all by USA. That being said, now you look at the percentages today, these people are the descendants of the one that were instilled that fear. And they only feel that being friends with USA in some sort of way would prevent us from crumbling and turning into a third world country as these people like to instill. And they used a lot of fear with communism back in the day, a lot of fear of what of the how the other countries have flopped and failed. And they used that into the older generation today to the voting power to support the pro-statehood or the pro-status quo or the Free State Association Party.
We never have step 100% of exactly what is happening. I mean, it's just like it's trauma induced in your DNA, right? It's just like anything. In the States, if you go through the PTSD, right, of the crack era, and you got kids, and those kids now, you know, you grew up with our parents or whatever, they feel a certain type of way. That trauma is in their DNA. It's the same for us in the island, right? It's like you went through the syphilis experiments, the gonorrhea, all these things, the craziness that they happen, right? You test all this stuff out in Puerto Rico. So you see that, and you're like, if we try to raise up against these people, what if they just decide they want to bomb us? Or what, you want to turn into Cuba? Because that's what they do. They're like, oh, so you want to be your sister, right? This is what happened with your sister. You see what happened with them. That's what you'll be.
The
Right.
trauma.
Right.
So, in your perspective, from like the people that you interact with every day, friends, you know, family or whoever, what are their thoughts on this? Like, what do they want? What do they feel like
I
is
see.
best? And then to kind of follow up, not to cut you off, how do you navigate the conver not how do you navigate these conversations? Because this is a touchy subject, right? And it gets really deep. How do you navigate these conversations with people that have a different viewpoint than you?
I've seen a lot more of our generation become conscious of how we can combat the status and situation. I still have, whether that's family or other people that I've met, that are so proud of their heritage, but yet they feel like being state is the only way to freedom. And I really tried to get it. I've sat down with so many people and I've seen the layers of indoctrination that come with it. But not only that, I've seen a lot of anti-blackness that comes with it too. Like 4 years ago when I was voluntarily voting to, I mean, not voting, what's it called? We were counting the votes. I sat down with statehood people and I sat down with status quo folks, and they just they've told me their stories of how they've experienced living in the States, why they wanted to be a state, but they always bring up, they just have this urge. I don't get it. They always have this urge to just bring up their fear of the black communities that they usually, oh, they're so loud, so this, that, the other. I'm just like, you're like,
That's
that's not the
interesting.
demographic that you're against or afraid of. If statehood comes, like all types of people, all walk of life will be moved to Puerto Rico. Just keep that in mind, number one. Number two, if that's the case, what is the thought process of becoming a state look like for you? Like, are we gonna be full gringo? Like, are we a full American? Are we gonna have like that star? We're gonna take away our star and put it on their star? Is that your thought process? Like, are we gonna sell our identity for the dollar? Because a lot of the time it's money. Money is what supports them, but it's a lot of internalized racism at the same time. It's both. It's both. A lot of money. Every time they say state, all but money. Federal funding, Social Security, all this stuff, coupons. I'm just like, is that what you measure our identity to be? That's the thought process. Now, the ones who are pro-liberation, it's like, they see us reaching our full potential. Like, we're gonna have to give up on some good, but in order to get to great, that's a lot of thought process for the people. And I had numerous conversations with my father, and we always like go back and forth because he's from here, he's from Bayamón, but then he moved to New York in like the 60s and 70s. He had a different perspective, but then I'm born in New York and now I live here, so it's like we always go back and forth on the same topic. He's more Free State Association or statehood. I'm more no, neither. But that's just my take on it. It's so funny because I just love to see different perspectives. But I hope I answered your question. I feel like
No,
I kind of went off
100%.
topic.
Yeah, I no, this is a great conversation. This is really good. I'm curious. So what about the people in the middle that, and I'm not like, I'm still trying to figure out, what's the best,
No, yeah,
in my
sure.
perspective, you know what I'm saying? So I'm asking these questions because I'm curious as well. So what about the people in the middle that would suggest something of more of a free association, right? Where it's almost like a partnership, right?
Right. Yes. That I've learned.
You said what?
No, that now that's a topic I've been studying recently. So yeah, like I
Okay, so this is my thought about it. It's almost like a marriage, almost like Jeremiah in business. When you want to level up in business, like a lot of times to get to that next level, you partner with other people, right? Jeremiah and I come together with shared information and knowledge. We come together and we create Wealth Wednesday, or whatever the case is. People come together to get ahead. They partner together. What are your thoughts about like a free associate? And I know there's a lot that comes with it because now Puerto Rico has to kind of vote on and enforce like what they want. They want,
Right.
the next generations to have American citizenship and so forth. But what are your thoughts? And Jeremiah, I'd love to know your thoughts about that as well.
So, Free State Association, from what I've learned, the best example ever is Palau, the country of Palau and the Polynesian. They're a Polynesian country. It's a form of sovereignty where they don't essentially have to respond to USA as much. They can make their own laws. They can possibly get rid of the Jones Act and still be able to become more self-sufficient. That requires a lot more work in agriculture, diplomatic resolutions with international countries. Free State Association has been catching my eye. I see what they mean by it. Before, it was a foreign language to me, but now living here, speaking, being in these spaces with these people that are explaining to me, I see what that looks like. And it can eventually form into a position where they don't have to ask USA to break off. They can just, and vice versa with USA, USA can pack up their things and leave. That's what a free state association looks like. So you and your wife are married. You guys are working together, but things are not going well. You can settle for divorce. In terms of the relationship that we have now, we're like a bastard child of the United States where we have to sort of respond, attend, and do everything for them. From a free state association, you are equal. We're equal, and that requires that I do my part, you do your part. We get better at resolving whatever situations, barriers that we go through. And if one of us doesn't like it or the other one doesn't like it, we out. That's it. Separation. And it's clean. It's a clean transition that can go into independence.
And
I feel
before
like
you hop,
Palau.
oh, go ahead.
Go
Go
ahead.
ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead,
Now,
Chris.
I was going to
Go ahead, Chris.
say, do you think it works for Palau because of the distance? I mean, it's all the way by the Philippines. Most people, with all due respect, they probably never even heard of that country. Do you think that has something to do with it?
I was going to speak on it because I got a better example. I think there's
Okay,
a good
go ahead.
example that people don't even think about. Palau is a great example of an island nation, right? Of like an island in that being away from that source of that main governance. But I think of one even better, and that's Texas. And nobody really even thinks about it. Texas
You
at
know
any
what?
point, Texas at
During
any
that
point, yeah, the reason why their flag could fly the same as the United States, because they're equal. At any point, Texas could decide to split off as its own country, secede and be its own country. There's no war. There's nothing that the United States could do to that. They could split into five states, and that's fine if they so chose to do so. It's actually written in their constitution, like, we'll be a part of you, but understand that you'll never be more than us. And so Texas and the United States are here. It's equal. At any given moment, Texas could literally say, hey, I'm done. We're just gonna walk away. And the United States is actually mandated via what they wrote to do business with Texas. They could maintain a dollar, they maintain every, and you got to do business with Texas. So I think that's the best example of a free state that is highly successful, right? And has
With
integrated
all the
itself. Yeah. And they've integrated themselves obviously into, you're right, you thought Texas is just a normal state, but that's the best example to me of what Puerto Rico could be. And at any given moment, if they decide, hey, you guys are pulling the craziness, you're not getting rid of this Jones Act. We said we were going to have it gone in 3 years. You said that taxes couldn't support it. You said it was going to be gone. Did it right? Then they could literally say, you know what? This isn't working for us. We'll continue to trade, but we're just going to walk away. And there's no war.
Right.
There's no embargo against trading with. There's none of that. It's just, hey, it's clean, amicable. We split and we're good. So I think Texas is like the best example of
Literally. No,
that.
that's actually, yeah, I didn't even think about Texas because nobody ever talks about it. You're right. And I
They
know what
don't.
you're talking to. I literally seen it happening a lot. I'm like, damn, Texas might be on its way out. Like, that's crazy.
Right.
To add on to what you said, Chris, you asked about the how Palau is located. Sure, location is a big thing, and especially how Puerto Rico is located, it's like the perfect entrance for the new world, where any other country can go in that's a hostile country of USA. If they want to come in PR and use that as a base, that would be a problem to for USA. It'd be like, because they saw what happened with Cuba, and they're always afraid that what's going to happen with Cuba could happen to Puerto Rico. So, sure. Absolutely, yes. However, the sovereignty state came for Palau when it came to a diplomatic, a democracy of an agreement between two nations. And they're like, you know what? Let's just do it like this, just that, the other. Let bygones be bygones. And that's how it went. And it has worked for Palauans since. Palauans are able to USA as they please, just like Puerto Ricans are free to travel to USA as they please. And they can still be citizens of two countries. They can have dual citizenship. We can have that too. You know, nobody ever wants to talk about dual citizenship. And you brought up Jeremiah, the dollar, Ecuador, Panama,
Panama.
Caribbean. They all use the dollar. Why can't is this like have to start from scratch? No, we can still have an agreement with the dollar in the United States. Even Brazil, they have different currency system in Brazil. When I was there, I seen how their exporting is making that country thrive. How they can be able to respond to whoever they want to respond. They can close off their borders whenever they want to close their borders. We couldn't even close our airport during the pandemic. Like that's the relationship that we have with the United States. This governor, Wanda Vasquez, proposed to Trump to close the airport. He said no. What happened? A lot more Americans are coming to vacation and PR. All that stuff causes the COVID rates to go high. A whole other game aspect was happening during that time, you know? So those are things you want to take into consideration of what free state association slash independence looks like. It's like, I get it now. Before, I was like, but I understand. And I acknowledge and respect what a free state Puerto Rico could look like. I've seen it in other countries, and now I understand it now. So 50-50. You know, I mean, I still want my eye, but, you know, like, I'm okay.
I love it. I love it. Did you guys have anything else on this specific topic you want to hit on before we transition a little bit? Anything else you want to get off your chest, Dean?
No, I'm good. I'm good. How about you, Jerry?
No, man, I'm good. I just think that people should educate themselves before you go totally against it. You'd be like, oh, we got to be a state, blah blah blah. Like, remove the trauma, remove the hatred, remove the indoctrination. Let's heal, right? It is what it is. We can't replace what happened, but what we can do is educate ourselves as Boricua, right? And hope for our and actually build the island to what we want it to be, because it's our future, right? It's us, it's our children, it's our grandchildren, so we can help to create it, whatever it is that we want it to be. So that's
No,
what I'm
absolutely. It's like
saying.
we learn from the past so we don't make the same mistake twice.
Say that. Yep. So, how with you living out there, has it become like maybe a trend that a lot of Puerto Ricans are moving back to island? Are you seeing people? Because I know you even have like a program where you help people. What is this looking like for you from your
I want
perspective?
to say I'm out. And they've been moving back here. I'm not gonna lie. I've been seeing a lot of Connecticut Ricans, a lot of Chicago, Florida, Tennessee, Cali. Like, actually, my cousin from California, who I've never visited in California, only here, he moved back. I'm seeing people are waking up. People are saying, you know what? I'll just make it work, whatever. And this, you know, it touches a string when I go out to Placita or go out to the touristy spots and I see a lot of new Ricans or diaspora Puerto Ricans there. They're like, yo, I've lived here. I've been living here 2 months. I've been living here a year. I've been living here 2 years, bro. You inspired me, bro. Thank you. I'm just like, oh, I can't. I can't. I'm a cancer. I'll start crying right now. Don't do that to me. You know, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful that I've seen the ones who are aware, the ones who are awake, and the ones who are doing it. They're saying, you know what? I'll figure it out. And I've seen it. I've seen couples. I've seen families. A lot move back. But I've seen a whole other side on social media that say I'm scared. Like the health program is not where it could be. I get it. You know, it's like I see what you mean, but it's like it's also in terms of salary too, it's also accustomed to the lifestyle out here. We're used to making top dollar to living to survive in New York. I'm pretty sure it's the same. I can imagine the same in California too. Like you're working to survive just to make ends meet in Cali, in Miami too, everywhere. So, and you gotta hustle here, but if you know how to work, if you know how what to do with your life, and you know how to work the system, you will make it work. You don't have to depend on essentially the system of the government that provides. You know, you start your own business, you start making your own moves, you start making your own programs, and you will eventually start to see yourself thrive and your community thrives by association. That's how it works.
Boom. I love it. And I know you've definitely been you have that business mindset now, because when we were on the phone, Jeremiah, we were talking about doing something in New York, and then he basically said, oh yeah, we can have these people pay us to do it. I'm like, now you're thinking like a business owner.
Hey, man.
That was funny. But my question is, my follow-up question to that is, you know, for the people that are coming back, what would you, and I want to ask this in with all due respect, like, what would you like to see people do in Puerto Rico? Like, okay, you out here in Puerto Rico, but what is, like, I guess what I'm asking, like, what can they do to help improve the situation or help the economy or something like that? Is there something that you would like to, you know, you get what I'm asking?
I would say start by supporting
Yep. Okay. Yep. Go ahead. Go ahead.
local. Like I've seen a lot of pharmaceutical companies, and I don't know how soon it's gonna happen, but it's been recently brought up that CVS is actually gonna be leaving the island soon. So that's going to be a transition in how we can to go to local pharmacies, mom and pop shops. I don't know if Walmart plans on leaving anytime soon, but yes, good price, good deals from Walmart. I get it. But if you have enough that can be able to go towards a local business, a colmado, start thinking how we can keep the dollar here, you know? And everybody loves to throw tourism helps the island. I'm going to tell you what tourism does. Tourism is a another form of exploitation that you're supporting the Hilton, the DoubleTree, the Marriott, all these things. Do you realize those are American businesses, right? Where do those dollars go back to? Not to PR. Those are going to Washington, D.C., because they got to pay their tax at the end of the day, too. So supporting Hilton, Marriott, all these hotels, businesses, like it's all going to go back there. So you tell me how tourism is helping. When you start to become a conscious tourist and start supporting the mom and pop shops, it's gonna be bold of me to say, but when you start going to La Perla and supporting businesses in La Perla, you're gonna see La Perla thrive. And I've seen La Perla change crazy, like dramatically change from what it was before the pandemic and now the
Love
pandemic.
it.
La Perla, oh God, I don't even know if I'm gonna say this. La Perla is popping as hell, you know. They got
That's
hookah bars.
crazy. That's
Awesome.
dope.
Those same mom and pop shops now have enough money where it's going back into the community, and those communities are on a whole other stratosphere in comparison to before. So, supporting local goes a hell of a lot farther than staying at the Marriott, DoubleTree, all these American businesses in PR. You're helping them. You're not helping us. You're helping them, you know? And that goes with clothing brands. Jewelry spots. Everything I'm wearing right now is local, probably except for my Jordans. Don't get there. We're gonna get there. But everything
For
is
sure.
local, you know. When you give back to the community wins. We all win because you can't have unity without community, you know. That's just my
100%.
take.
I feel like you can also bring your skill sets back. Like I was talking about earlier, like for me, I know I've been thinking about moving back probably for like the good 4 or 5 years. It's actually gonna happen. Me and Chris were just talking about it. What was it? Last week? Something like that. I was like,
Two
yo,
days ago, yeah.
I'm 2 days ago. Oh, 2 days ago. I was like, yo, I think I'll go back. He's like, yeah, really? I'm like, no, really. Like, really. And Chris was like, yeah, me too. Maybe one day. Nah, he didn't say that. He was like, I don't know. I would think about it. But no, for us, it's a definite thing. Me and my wife, because he's from Lincoln, you know, and I'm like, you know, this Santurce. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, we're going to go when it's time. Huh?
You say you were from Macau? Yes, sir.
Yeah, there and she got family from Oahu and Wanaria. And so like we got so it's like let's go back, let's focus, let's take our skill sets. Like I want to do some financial literacy courses there, give them for free, right? I want to do some STEM related courses for mathematics and engineering and get some people if they want to be in. So things like that to actually keep the skill set here in the island. Because I was telling Chris, think about it. There's no other island in the world that produces all that we produce and give away everything that it produces. Think about it. Number one music in the world, all of these talented athletes, all of these talented music, all this stuff, right? And it all leaves the island. And it's time for it to be reciprocated and stuff to come start coming back. And then it takes us bringing our skill set back, bringing our skills, bringing the care for the island, like you said, supporting the mom and pop shops. When I'm out there, when I come back, I'm not eating at Sierra Frogs and all. No, dude, I'm going like in the hood. We're like, I'm in La Perla. I'm getting a piragua. I'm getting, you know, like I'm really doing it, right? And so that's what I would say. Like, support the local shops. Bring, if you are of the island, bring your skill set back and be productive. Give to people, give up. Don't, I'm not saying that make a living. We all got to make a living, but seek to actually inject and project that light back into the island. And it will all grow. You'll see it all just start to,
You see the
you
change.
know.
It won't be overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day, but it will happen. You will see that transition.
Yeah, I mean, I know it was a weird question to ask. You're probably like, what do you mean? What do I want? People coming out here, they can do what they want with their life. But I love what you guys said. Like, you want to,
What you're putting down, I get you.
yeah. Like, you know, how can you serve our people? How can you serve the community? How can you serve this beautiful island that, you know, created a whole generation of your generation, right? A family. So, man, that was good. Is there anything else, Jeremiah, that you want to hit on before we start wrapping this thing up? I think we hit on a lot of dope topics. Dean, let me know if there's something that you want to talk about as well.
I think, I mean, we're going to do a session too, because we tapped on it a little bit with the 20 and 22, but we really got to get into it about the basically the gentrification of the entire island. And that's a
Oof.
whole nother session. That's a whole nother session, because that's so deep. It's crazy, right? Yeah, we're going to have to do it. Yeah, we're going to have to do another session because that gets deeper. But we'll tap on that in a minute. We hit on everything I think that we wanted to hit on. So
Cool,
I'm
dope,
appreciating
dope.
Dean's time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
Dean,
put that
anything
for
else?
Let's
But next time we do it, we got to do it. I want to do it in person, bro. That energy gonna
go to
look
PR.
different,
Let's go to PR.
bro. That's easy.
Let's
That's
go
a
to PR.
layup for me, bro. Don't play
Let's get it. Let's
with
get it.
it.
Let's get it.
No, we definitely. First off, man, appreciate your time. Appreciate everything that you're doing on social and just even out there in Puerto Rico. You know, we're all happy for you and we're proud of you, bro. For real, for real. So
100%.
I know we may not talk a whole lot, but like Jeremiah and I salute you from afar. So keep doing what
Always.
you're doing, man, for sure.
Big ups, big fam. I appreciate y'all big too. I seen Latin Wealth 20K. Okay, see that.
Hey, we try to do some things this year, man. We try to do some things for sure. So I
I see
appreciate that.
whatever you're trying is working, man. Keep it up,
Yeah.
bro. Latin Wealth making big moves, y'all. Let's do it,
Yeah.
y'all.
For
Get
sure.
your
Thank
girl.
you. For
But side note, I have been low key. I feel like since I last spoke to you like years ago, just a random topic, but I still want to mention. When I spoke to you and Armando on the podcast a while back, I just started investing into the cryptocurrency scene. I was
There
getting
you
into
go.
that.
There you
And I've been
go.
finding
Wait,
good.
that's the second piece. That's the second piece of the island too, because that's
You know what
very
I'm saying?
prevalent.
Yeah.
That's a whole part of the island
Ooh.
as well.
You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying? And I'm just saying Bitcoin is doing the damn thing right now. You know what I'm saying?
it's doing the
So.
damn thing. It definitely is, for sure. Yeah, thank you once again, and as always for the listeners, we want to bring this information and bring these perspectives to you, so you can go back, do your research, do your due diligence, and figure out where you stand in all these different topics, right? And then if you guys got anything from this podcast episode, if you can share it with one other person that needs to hear this podcast, that would mean the world to us. And Dean, let the people know where they can find you, where they can watch your content, they can reach out to you, and then we'll end it on that note.
Huertas Dean PR on Instagram, Dean Huertas on TikTok. I'm trying to get my YouTube up. Dean Huertas on YouTube as well. YouTube is a different game. That's my new challenge. That's my recent challenge recently, but I like a challenge. You know, I'm posting all my hit videos that do well on Instagram and TikTok. Those are the ones going to go to YouTube. So I realized there's an algorithm of your hits that are already hits. If they go to YouTube, it's going to be a hit organically. You know,
Yeah,
it's like you
for
have
sure.
to, you just let it flow and it'll happen.
Yeah, you would, man, you would kill with some like YouTube vlogs of like different things to do in Puerto Rico and whatnot. I think you
Nah,
would kill with that.
been trying, man. I got his right now. You know what
Okay.
I'm saying?
Okay. For sure. As always, thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys on next week's episode. Peace.